Good afternoon, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the earnings call of Aliansce Sonae Shopping Centers plus BR Malls for the discussions of the results of the fourth quarter of 2022. We have here with us today Mr. Rafael Sales, President Director, Leandro Lopes, VP of Businesses, Daniella Guanabara, Finance Director of Investor Relations, Eduardo Langoni, Finance Director and of Investor Relations of BR Malls. We inform you that the event is being recorded and that all participants are just listening to the earnings call throughout the company, throughout the presentation of the company. We apologize. Thereafter, we will start with a session of Q&A, only for analysts and investors, and then you will receive further instructions. Should you need any assistance during the call, during the conference, please type asterisk or star zero, and then the operator will help you. This event is being simultaneously translated through the internet via webcast, and you can access it on the webpage ri.aliansonae.com.br, where you will find available the presentation. The replay of the event will be available as soon as this event is over and for a period of 1 week. We would like to inform that all the questions can be answered throughout the Q&A. Questions should be done via telephone, and the questions will be submitted also via the email ri@aliansonae.com.br. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that a few of the statements during the earnings call regarding the future perspective for the businesses of the company, projections, goals, finance, operational goals, they are based on beliefs of the board of directors and based on premises that were based on information that is currently available. Therefore, future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises, and therefore might not come to be realized in the future. Investors should understand that future economic conditions of the company, of the industry, operational factors might also affect the future performance of the company and might differ materially from the expectations that we are discussing today. Now we would like to give the floor to Mr. Rafael Sales, who will continue the presentation. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. It is a pleasure to be here today and present our company, Aliansce Sonae BR Malls. On our call, we're going to be discussing what we did in 2022, and we're going to show you a view of what we have here in the company. On slide number two, we have a summary of the indicators of Aliansce Sonae. We had a year in which it is clear that the pandemic had a great impact, but we were very solid throughout. We had this recovery that shows that indeed we're a complete platform for entertainment, for services, and lifestyle. As we've been saying for a while, we are way more than a place for shopping. We're also a place for connection, for people, for brands. Our revenue in 2022 went beyond 1 billion reais with a growth of 20% against 2019. And we had an intense process where we were changing stores, brands, we were replacing them. So the revenue in the first year had this impact of the stores and everything that is done before operations begin. We ended the year with 97% occupancy, 97.4% actually, the largest one, the highest one ever since we started. This is very good for our guidance for the years. The EBITDA margin went back to the same level of 2019, and the company grew versus 2019 despite the interest rate in Brazil. Besides the evolution of financial indicators, we've seen also growth in operational indicators in 2022. We had lots of demand for new spots, and we had new contracts for rental that were signed this year with an expressive or a significant reduction in failure to pay. We also had a change in occupancy for our shopkeepers. We also had structural changes in the company. We finished the implementation of our new SLP, which is a process that lasted for around 2 years, and it was concluded without any interruptions in our businesses. We also concluded a series of expansions, remodeling processes in Leblon, Carioca, and Parque Dom Pedro malls. We also had a relevant change in our ESG trajectory. We had this great achievement, which was the initiative to have stability in B6, and Allianz is the first and only shopping mall representative in that list. Also, we were invited to present at COP26 last year. Additionally, we participated in various M&A processes, as you all know, and the main one was with BR Malls. Before I actually continue here with the next slide, I would like to congratulate the entire team. We've had an excellent team working, the great legacy. So Allianz and I, BR Malls, we were able to conclude this deal that is very transformational. It's going to completely transform our industry in December 22. And we can already, begin this year thinking about the future. Now, on the presentation, we're going to focus on our combined business. Now, on slides 6 and 7, you can see that we're going to show this large scale for Allianz Sonae and BR Malls. We're looking at millions of visitors, and we have 11,000 stores. Today, we are one of the main platforms for retail in Brazil. It is evident that we have high quality in our portfolio because we're the only company in Brazil with 10 shopping malls that have great revenue individually. And this only happens due to the M&A because we have some legacy of BR Malls, 5 malls, and 5 from Allianz Sonae. It is important to say that it's the only company in Brazil that has these 10 malls that have individually over 1 million sales. Now, on slide 7, you can see that the main brands that we have here have a position that is twice as much as the other operators in Brazil. Now, on slide 8, let's see some of the consolidated results. If we sum Allianz Sonae and BR Malls, we have a significant growth here. So the sales for malls last year, if we sum all of them combined, we're looking at 2.5 billion reais, and the EBITDA was 1.8 billion reais, and the FO 1.1 billion reais. So it's important to say that these numbers, well, we have excluded the non-recurring expenses from these numbers for Allianz Sonae and BR Malls.
The company had excellent operational results, commercial results, and we can see the increase in rent. And also, the rent has an occupancy rate also that is very good, and with an increase that are sustainable in our rent. We still have an occupancy cost at a very balanced rate. So we will be very successful in our malls. 2023, the trajectory of growth is very positive. This year, we started to the year with the accumulated of 19% in regards to 22, and the sales increase of 16% in regards to the period in the last year. I'm going to give the floor to the speakers, and during the Q&A session, we can answer some more. The next slide, before we talk about the combination of businesses being concluded, the both companies start to work in their liabilities and to reduce the cost of debt, the increase of deadlines, and the harmonization of covenants. The BR Malls fourth quarter of 2022, we have the issuance of debentures in the total of 900 million reais, CDI plus 1.3% with a deadline of 5 years. And at the beginning of the year, regardless of a worsening of the credit market, we managed with success with a BRI of 600 million. They still had demands, additional demands of at least 500 million. But we have in CDI plus 1 and 20, we have 5 and 7 respectively. With that issuance, the average cost of the company is 0.87% with 83% of the CDI, 2.7% of inflation, and 14% prefixed. Now, let's continue with the presentation. We can talk about the transactions, M&A, which is the most recent that we've done by the legacy of BR Malls and Aliansce Sonae. Throughout 2022, both companies negotiated and concluded successfully, having investments that are strategic. The legacy of BR Malls, we had the partial sale of shoppings, which are very important, at a cap rate of 7.7%, and the total sale of Campinas with a cap rate of 7.8%. With the legacy of Aliansce Sonae, we had the selling and disinvestments of Brasília, and there is a cap of 8.2%, and Boulevard Vila Velha and Boulevard Campinas Shopping with a cap rate together of 8.1%. Now, in 2023, we've also had the partial sale of 10% of participation in the Passeio das Águas Shopping with a cap rate of 8.5%. Therefore, all the caps considerably lower to what the company had expected. And this reinforces the excellent capacity for the allocation of capital for the company with a great track record in M&A and profitable returns for the shareholders. Last slide, let's talk about the synergies of the market. Just with the Aliansce Sonae at the end of 2022, we reached 56 million reais. As a consequence, we presented an important expansion of the margin EBITDA for 63% in 2022 versus 72% in 2023. In the synergies, operational synergies that were announced, we also reached 34 million reais in reductions of condominium costs. And also, we had several actions of reducing liabilities, which has an economy of 47 million reais per year. In regards to the Aliansce Sonae plus BR Malls, after all the bottom-up work with an integration consultancy company, we are very comfortable to confirm that we have the expectation of annual synergies of 180 million and 210 million reais. It's very important to highlight that the synergies of 210 million initially announced and between Aliansce Sonae and BR Malls included 160 million of operational synergies and 50 million in synergies that are finance, plus the finance synergies that were reached even before the agreement of the business is effective through the well management of the liabilities of the BR Malls. So now we're talking about 180 million to 210 million reais in operational synergies for the company as a whole. On the next slide, we exemplify our capacity to generate synergy and capture operational results. We highlight that our top 10 malls with the greatest annual growth has an increase consolidated of 51% in 2022 versus 2018. As a highlight of this performance, we have the shoppings Passeio das Águas with a growth of 145%, Parque Shopping Belém with 77%, Boulevard Shopping BH with a growth of 53%, and Franca Shopping with 48%. Besides these malls, we also have an increase of ROI with the selling of the malls, and we have 127% growth in Q versus 18. These are examples of turnaround and reinforces in the trust of the future synergies. Now, thank you very much, and we're open for the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the Q&A session. just for investors and analysts. Should you have any question, please type asterisk one. If your question is answered, you can leave the line typing asterisk two. Please wait while we register the questions. Our first question, Jerome Guillot, Goldman Sachs. Good morning, everyone. My question is basically focused on the synergies that you mentioned, that you reiterated for what you expect in 2012. Well, you started, and then until 2028, what are the synergies? And I wanted to see, well, the fusion to. Well, I wanted to know if you can tell us more about the schedule of how should we think about from now until 2022? How are the synergies ongoing? And can you tell us, if possible, how much do you see of revenue costs? Anything, any information that you can provide will help. Thank you. Hi, Jerome. I am Dania. Here is Daniel. Thank you for the question. So, for the implementation phase of the integration, we are here in the first steps, but it's important to report that throughout the first 6 months since the approval of the deal until the approval at CADE, we have prepared the integration and we've calculated bottoms up the total of synergies. So, it's important to highlight that the original guidance of operational synergies is 170 million. So we are increased the bottom to 180, going from 180 to 210, totally operational. Out of that, we expect to have about 40% in the cost of expenses. And obviously, you will capture a little by little, year by year, in terms of savings. It's reasonable. Therefore, that 85% should be reached until the end of 2025. Thank you. Next question, Samir Ring, Santander. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Is there any follow-up in that issue of Jerome? You're talking about the percentage that we're going to get to 2025 of the cost synergies and the revenue. It would be the synergies that we would reach until 28. That would be my first question. My second question goes along the lines of the shopping mall. So you have the objective six. You have about nine malls that are managed. So I wanted to understand within the nine managed malls, you said that all of them add, they increase the capacity for the negotiation with the wholesale, is there, or retail, is there any of these assets where it made sense to stop managing these? Could you please tell us? Thank you, Fanny. This is Rafa. Well, about the synergies, no, the synergies, we have this down. The cost and expenses, we have an increase of 40% in the guidance. The capture, we hope to capture 85% until 2025, considering the total of synergies, both expenses today. Obviously, we should see in the first part of that, but in the first 3 years, we have 85% of that total that we're mentioning. Obviously, if we don't have any pandemics along the way. Having said that, we are working with the synergies and the increase of revenue, the improvement of the EBITDA, the management of the malls, and also management of the mix. So, please, if you allow me, in terms of revenue synergies, How, well, of course, do you, if you can share the breakdown, how much it would be mall and media, all the initiatives, how much it would be in terms of mall and of rent? Sorry. Actually, we are not doing the breakdown of the number yet, but I can discuss and we're going to see if we're going to publish that breakdown. However, for now, this is the breakdown that we are comfortable to provide. And I think that we will provide more transparency in the next results. Thank you. About the management of the malls that are within our portfolio, of course, we have the portfolio has decreased the number of malls, increased in terms of results because of El Dorado, and we are continuing to focus in the shopping malls that are dominant and very relevant. Of course, not all the nine malls are within that characteristics of dominance and relevance in their respective markets. Or whenever they're not dominant, we have a shopping mall that is attractive initially. So some of these malls, certainly they're going to stop being a part of our portfolio and they're managed over the next few years. Thank you, Rafael. Our next question is from Bruno Mendonça, Bradesco BBI. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. I will ask you a question about synergies. CapEx specifically. I understand that we haven't dealt with it in the guidance, but anyway, we can think about the CapEx synergies and talking about cash. And when I see the Aliança and their malls, I see a difference in the cash conversion when we're talking about CapEx. How have you seen this? Can you mention this? And can you mention anything about that? And with Aliança and BR malls, these numbers of guidance, do you have a reference of your portfolio of Aliança and BR malls in your portfolio? Well, in terms of CapEx and conversion, the most important thing is that we have equivalent images. Aliança reported until the middle of next year the same way that we had the conversion of cash. It's the same index. Therefore, this is our objective in terms of CapEx and operational results. It's important to think and consider that, for example, in this first year, we're going to have a consolidation expense of IT, of processes and systems. Nonetheless, we're going to have the CapEx and technology part. It's going to be a relevant drop from the proportional standpoint from the next years onwards once we start to generate the synergies in this purchase of technology. What we expect until the middle of next year in margin and CapEx and cash generation that is converging to what we are reporting. Thank you. And to finish, there is still one. No? Oh, for the portfolio, we do not have the breakdown, Bruno, but we have synergies in both portfolios. Specifically, when you look at the part of revenue, or because we up until January of this year, we don't have a company, didn't have a company that we had 10 malls with a potential for selling over 1 billion reais per year and another 35 malls thereafter, with a total of 35 malls that sell over 500 million a year. There, we didn't have that group. Now, the most robust portfolio that sells 500 million per year, at least 500 million per year, is a portfolio of 15 malls of the second biggest company. So we, in fact, are going to have 35 malls or 37 malls with this number. So it is a potential for partnership with the retail to increase the turnover of mix, improving the mix, and we imagine that we can consequently capture better results, specifically with our tenants. Better results for everybody. Thank you. Next question is from Marcelo Motta, JP Morgan. Good afternoon. Two questions. First, if you can comment on the liability management, and there was a comment on debt synergies, finance synergies. We've seen BR Malls and also your side that we had finance, reduction of debt. Do we have anything left of what it can be done? And maybe it's not included in the 50 million that was mentioned, but considering the company that has a cash generation that is stronger, has the assets complementary, more robust assets, could you wait for news? And the second question is about this investment. I think that in the macroeconomics is not helping in that front, but when we are looking at the last sales that we've done, these are attractive cap rates. So do you think that it's, in fact, should we wait for the macro to improve, or can we think about doing something before adjusting that? How is the fine-tuning in the portfolio?
Hello, Motta. This is Dani. I'm going to answer the first one. In terms of liability management, we just issued a debt, even in this challenging scenario in the credit market, Brazilian credit market. We have CRI, which is 680 million reais. The minimum was 500 million. So we managed to get an additional demand of 112 million at a cost that is very attractive. We're talking about in the series of 5 years of CDI plus one and CDI plus 20 in the series seven. So that reinforces the good visibility that the company has in the credit market. The spreadsheet is strong, and the trust of the investors is strong in our company. So we managed to do this lesson, and it was a lesson learned. We're very comfortable with the profile of debt. With that issuance, we have the opportunity for the prepayment of debt, continuing the process of the management of liabilities that we've been doing for many years. We have a debt in the balance sheets that are still about above 2.5, 3 times the CDI, above the CDI. So consequently, we are going to work on them. Not all can be paid immediately, so we're going to using the window. We're going to see the window in accordance to the availability of payment and the cash availability that with these transaction and with the operational cash generation, where it should finish with a robust cash. And we should do that improvement of the improving the profile of the debt. In regards to the macroeconomic scenario and this investment, I believe that the most important thing is for you to take a look at a portfolio that we don't have any malls that has an NOI that is less than 20 million reais. No shopping mall is a shopping mall with difficulties of management or problematic. Besides, the shopping malls that are a bit smaller, they have a reasonable occupancy, and they are not problematic. Some cases, maybe they are small for us to focus, so the profile of 10%-15%, it's not relevant for the whole. That would be one of the concerns. And the other one is when the shopping mall is not commercially the main destination of the tenants. So these are the two criteria that we're going to continue to analyze, prioritize in the portfolio. And thereafter, we're going to review our stakes. I mean, we've just seen Passeio das Águas that shows that the shopping mall still has a lot of potential. But as we've demonstrated in the previous slide of the presentation, the shopping mall grew 145% since the creation of Aliansce Sonae. And this shows that with the new management, the shopping mall performed very well. And now we have a new cap, a shopping mall that was acquired in exchange of shares, considering the same cap based in 2018, 2019. Therefore, showing that This is important for our shareholders. The selling at 8% cap gives us comfort that we are doing the right thing in terms of investment and disinvestment as well. Now, we still have demands for the minor participation, minor shareholding, but the market requires more depth. We need to have a deeper market. It's too shallow from the standpoint of checks and transactions. Therefore, it's important to wait for our portfolio. It's far away from having a problem, so we're going to conclude the integration all throughout the year with gains in operational gains. One company is going to learn with the other. We have the teams already mixed, the management, each having their own experience and forming a management capacity that is more robust. And maybe in the second semester, maybe next year, we're going to start to look at this investments. And we hope to finish the year below 2.5 times the EBITDA, even with the payment of dividends that is important here in April, that will happen in April. I believe that the company starts to generating a lot of cash and has the potential to return capital in a more predictable and more relevant way for our shareholders. Therefore, all of this is supported by a balance sheet that is very well structured and a payment of dividends that we can consider as a recurring and consistent. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. Next question from Elvis Credendio, BTG Pactual. Good afternoon, Rafa, Danny. First, let's talk about the expenses. The expenses that we had in the fourth quarter, what can we wait in terms of one-off expenses? Do you have anything? A great deal was working with the fourth quarter. And the second question is development. Allianz had a cost project, the beer malls as well. So I wanted to understand how the investment plans are for the new company. Are you thinking about more? Do you have any expectation of addition of areas from now on? Hi, Elvis. This is Danny. First of all, in the fourth quarter, we got into the expenses referring the transaction. However, we are still working with the integration of the two companies. So it's natural that we still have a few the expenses referring to the consulting companies, consulting of our HR, IT, the consulting of the integration itself that's still working in the first quarter. And as a reference to the BR Malls legacy, we still have the expenses related to retention and a few expenses related to severance. With more concentration in the first quarter, therefore, we're going to reduce all throughout the year after the first quarter. In regards to the project, multi-use project, and expectation of addition of areas, we're exploring the projects for a long time. We have projects that are very important in Maceió, Alagoas. We launched three, four buildings and a hospital. Some projects that are very relevant in Goiás, where we have a contract with Cyrela to talk about some towers, and we are getting close to the local developer so we can bring this potential for the expansion of the shopping mall and the exploration of the land bank, the real estate, so we can bring qualified improvements to the shopping mall. When we think about the projects on the long term, we always prioritize the shopping mall and how can we do to actually highlight the capacity for each of these assets. Therefore, that's why we have several expansion projects just with the legacy Allianz, 4.4 million in potential that is for the future, where we balance between the expansion and the potential of the mix. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Remember, if you want to ask a question, please type asterisk or star one. Please wait while we are registering the questions. Next question is from Andre Dib, Itaú BBA. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. Thank you for the questions. On my side, there is just one question that maybe we are still going to have the first quarter in the company. There is still going to be talked about, but thinking about the long-term horizon after the integration that has been consolidated, what do you imagine that for the company in terms of strategy? Do you think that the strategy we are consolidating in the market, given this deal, do you imagine that the company can become a company that is more yield and that has more yield and therefore profit sharing more? Andre, thank you for the question. We prepared the company so we can get into this moment and we can make a few decisions. Certainly now there is the need for consolidation, which is lower because, as we can see on one of the slides here, adding the relevant brands here in Brazil, we separated eight brands, but we can get the 20 best brands that we can see that are very similar. We have at least double the number of operations of the best brands, and some of the small competition. We have a comfort that in terms of relevance, in terms of impact in the wholesale, we have a size that makes a difference in regards to us being a smaller company in one of the regions, in some of the regions. This is one of our objectives, to differentiate ourselves. Now, having reached this objective, we obviously are a potential consolidator for the industry. I don't think that we are not the only one, others that have the capacity to consolidate in our business, and we are going to continue consolidating one way or another. Maybe we're not going to have so much of an impact relevant as when the fusion happened because of the size of our company now. So I don't see that one thing is a conflict with the other idea. We're going to be a company with a robust cash management. We will continue to do the disinvestment of the malls. We have less potential, and we will continue to reallocate the capital in investments with expansion, new projects, as well as purchasing malls that maybe eventually will come up and they are for sales. We want to work with the dominant malls in cities and urban areas, and that we can have the best destination in town. These are our objectives. Within these objectives, of course, we have to return the capital profit share for the shareholder, but of course, in a predictable manner. The predictability is key. While the shareholder can expect to receive in a company that doesn't have a high leverage and that doesn't allow for the company, for example, to do a strategic investment once we are very leveraged. This is not going to happen. We are prepared should that happen. And when we have an opportunity, we can consolidate, certainly. However, the first year of the company is a year focused on integration, on improving our commercial practices, improving the management capacity. We have a lot to learn one from another, and we also have to look outside and adopt new management models and processes that can help us. I think we should get a cash return, and we can show the shareholder that there is growth, but there is a capital return that is predictable, relevant for the shareholder along the way. Okay? Perfect. Thank you.
Our next question is from Tainan Costa, UBS. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. Congratulations on the results. I wanted to know a little bit more about the following. You were talking about these past 2 months. Is there maybe something, an element that helped highlight that result, maybe something that happened with a tenant or a region? And also, still on stores, what is the distribution in terms of segments now for your portfolio for the two consolidated companies? Do you see any possibilities to improve the mix? Hello, Tina. Thank you for that question. Actually, we've seen a general improvement in our portfolio. I think in some of the regions, like the north of Brazil, northeastern region of Brazil, it's been very robust. And some of the areas have started to recover with more momentum now. So when you see the combined results of January and February, in January and February, we had that impact of Carnival, which happened in March last year. And we believe that there is going to be recovery in March this year as well. So it was stronger. And I think in terms of demands for retailers, we see a very good demand, very high demand right now. We understand that that is happening with home appliances. We see that happening with services, with food as well, with chains that, well, it suffered a lot with the pandemic, but now it's recovering. I think on a daily basis, we're always looking for opportunities to improve the mix of the mall, to be more opportunities, attractive opportunities for consumers. We want to have always a high quality in our portfolio. Excellent, thank you.
If you don't have any more questions, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Sales for the final thoughts. Thank you very much for the interest in our earnings call for Aliansce Sonae + brMalls. We are very optimistic with the perspective of the company working together, and we remain at your service should you have any more questions that you have all throughout the quarter, and you can contact our team. Thank you. Thank you. And the earnings call of the fourth quarter of 2022 of Aliansce Sonae is closed. You may disconnect. Have a wonderful afternoon.